So why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
My name is John Warner. I currently own a company with my wife, Casey Warner, who's a pharmacist. We own Warner Development, which specializes in sales, training, and management training for the pharmaceutical industry.
Now, I was looking at your webpage. It sounds to me like you've got a very successful sales training business and had one for some time. Now, why did you seek out Vicki's help?
At that time, it wasn't. We were one of those companies way back then that tried to do everything for everyone all the time. And we were actually going nowhere and working so hard.
Well, tell me about that process. I mean, how does Vicki work?
She requested that we send her all of our materials, and she went over that with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, she took her 2 weeks to analyze every bit of the things we were doing. She researched our clients, asked questions of other people, and really quizzed us. And after that, she set up a program that we could consult with her over the phone, and that was on any previous projects we had, any projects we had ongoing at the current time, and then also future projects. And we could call her. I mean, she was always accessible. Email, we had weekly conversations. We would just throw her scenario after scenario after scenario, and she would break it apart for us. She was so patient. A couple weeks into this consulting over the phone, it was time to go out there and do a full-day workshop with her. And so my wife and I flew out to Arizona and met her early in the morning, and it was probably the most incredible experience we've ever had. Talk about direct. She sat us down and said, listen, we're not going to be keynote speakers anymore. That's not where the money is for your situation. And she stripped our company down to the bare bones, and we just rebuilt it right there on the spot to the point where she told us exactly what to say in front of which client at exactly what time. And I tell you what, after that day, we were so excited we flew back. And the topper of the whole thing is because my wife had an appointment with one of our biggest clients that Monday morning, and she said, I'm going for it, and sat down and had this long meeting. At the end, she used a phrase that Vicki highly suggested that we use, and before my wife, Casey, could even realize it, the client, our biggest client, grabbed her hand and said, that is unbelievable. I am so glad you mentioned that to me, and walked her straight down the hall, threw open the door to the new vice president of training for a huge, you know, multi-billion dollar company, and we have been busy ever since.
Wow. Now, every listener wants to know what that phrase is. Is that,
yeah.
Is that something
well,
you can share?
Well, you're going to have to talk to Vicki about that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not kidding about that. That's not a tease. What she will do is analyze your clients so carefully that she will give you the words to say at the right time and in what stages. And it's springboarding. Her whole thing is about springboarding, turning one simple project into 2, 3 year, 4, you know, lifetime relationships, which is really what it's all about.
That must have been kind of scary, though, if you were a successful keynote speaker and you saw yourself doing keynotes, to have somebody come in and say, nah, you don't want to do that anymore. I mean, why did you have that much confidence in what she was doing to go the direction that she was suggesting that was so different?
Vicki opened up our eyes and said, you know what? You can make much more money doing this. And you will be speaking in front of groups. You just won't be keynoting. What you'll be doing is 2 to 3 hour programs, facilitation, training programs, which turn into month-long, year-long consulting project. And she outlined it and showed us where the money was and said, this is where your expertise is. I can't believe you're so broad and you're trying to hit all these different industries when here's your expertise. Get out of keynoting and establish your expertise here, and I will show you how to elevate you guys above what the average consultants and trainers are doing in this market. And she did that within 6 months.
So, if I can be really crass, what kind of financial impact has this had? Did it double, triple? Are we in talking?
I'll give you, I mean, I know a lot of people are afraid to give numbers. I'm not afraid to give numbers at all. We were hovering around the 100 to 200,000 level. And within a year, we were in 7 figures. The whole time we were paying for, I never felt like we were wasting a dime. I mean, everything we did, everything she told us to do, every project she gave us, I felt like we were constantly moving forward. even though some of our strategies were painful, we had to shed some of our old habits and things like that. We were constantly moving forward, and you know, I could just tell by looking at our bank account, it just kept going up and up, and the calendar was just getting more full and more full. So,
if there was one thing you thought people ought to know about working with Vicki, what would it be?
If you follow her advice and you are not offended or taken back by her directness, I guarantee you will be successful.
Wow.